anybody ever get justice if the system is constantly broken and not enforcing the state laws?
So, I think that there is a lot of misunderstanding when it comes to the laws and how the laws are interpreted and how the courts have interpreted the laws. So I know it can be frustrating.
Well, it's not frustrating. Hold on. This has been going on for 14 years and involves 5 children. I'm just down to my last child. The advice that I'm going off of is based on the Judge Arnold in Williamson County said that I need to get this information if I want to come back. So that's coming from a he's a district court judge down in Williamson County, court number 3.
Yes, sir. Does he handle
family
law?
It is. I get that. And he said that if I wanted to have it escalated, that I need to reference Texas Penal Code 25.03 in the reports. And you don't have to follow up. If you guys choose not to enforce the law, that's your choice. I'm just asking that you make a note that I brought it up to your attention and you include it in the report. Okay, so if I informed you that my ex-wife is out of town and that she's currently at the house with my ex-wife's new husband, is it a criminal against him?
No.
Of course. Okay.
So I understand you're frustrated.
I'm not frustrated at all. I'm getting conflicting information. One of them is in a courtroom, and the second one is sitting on the side of the highway on Texas 31 talking to somebody on the phone. So you have to understand from my point of view, the professionalism and the difference between the two sources, I'm kind of going with the judge that's been handling the case for the last 5 years. So,
yes, sir, I've taken countless of these reports, and you're not the first person.
Oh, I know. I know all the statistics in Smith County, but can I get your full name and your badge number just so I know who I'm talking to?
Yes, sir. It's Officer Drossman 440. It will be in the report.
Okay. And just for full transparency, all my calls are recorded, so this conversation is recorded, okay?
Yes, sir, it is recorded on my body cam.
Awesome. When can I get the report?
I will have it submitted tonight. It won't go through our records until Monday, so I would try maybe Tuesday.
Okay, and then second question, your records department, I need to come up and get new copies. We've got a hearing set for the 22nd. And I need to get a copy of every report. You said you only see one from last year?
That's just the one when I clicked on call history, or when I typed in your name, that's just what popped up. So I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't look super deep into it. That's just what popped up when I typed in your
current
system.
Okay. And then I guess one other general procedural thing. It seems like you guys, did the jurisdiction line change? Because it seems like at one point in time, the PD didn't talk to me. They made me go to the sheriff's, and then the sheriff sent me to the constable. So I've had constable, sheriffs, and PD for various cases over the last probably 2 years now. Are you guys...
It depends on where the originating call is put in at. So this call was put in based off of the school's address.
Yeah, they've all been the school address. Okay.
I can't definitively say why it would have gone to a different person or not.
Okay. And then if I need to get sheriffs, counties, constables, whatever the case may be, is Smith County set up that it's one records place, or do I have to go to a whole bunch of different locations?
You'd have to go to each separate location.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think I've got another trip up to Tyler next week, so I'll see if I can just move it to next Friday. No, next Thursday. Do you think your report will be done by Thursday?
My report will be. I don't know how long things take to get through records. But
okay.
Generally, it's only a
All right, I will try to make it back up on Thursday and see if I can't just do a big round robin. I do appreciate your time, and I'm sure you deal with a lot of hotheads and stuff. I'm fine. I'm just getting conflicting information. And so that's...
Well, trust me, I understand the frustration of the constraints of the law as well.
You want to hear something crazy? So when we got our divorce, I had custody of all my kids, including my stepkids. That's how ugly it was. Got all the way down to the last kid. She claimed I was domestic violence, and they moved my kid under temporary orders. My child is now at risk of even graduating high school in less than 3 years, but she was full straight A's in gifted and talented classes until all this shit happened. And then now it's like every time my ex gets mad or needs money, somehow my daughter's pissed at me. It's just sad. Oh, I know she will. It'll just take time. My oldest daughter is my stepdaughter, and our two grandkids, they moved to Austin to be closer to me. She wants nothing to do with her mother now because of all the stuff that she unfortunately was that age during our divorce. And my company, I was a VP of production for a rocket company. We put our rocket into space, and we recently landed on the moon. And she knows my stock options are now worth about $23 million, and so she's trying to paint me as a violent person and taking custody of the kids so she can get a piece of it. But life goes on. Now just make sure the report is exhaustive as much as you can so that I have evidence whenever I go to court. Okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
I appreciate you and good luck.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.